And there, Dada, is the vanishing halfpenny. Only they've put it this way up, so we can't see how it's done. Gip, dear boy, inherits his mother's breeding, and he's not proposed to enter the shop or worry in any way, only, you know, quite unconsciously, he lugged my finger doorward, and he made his interest clear. That, he said, and pointing to the magic bottle. If you had that, I said, at which promising inquiry he looked up with a sudden radiance. I could show it to Jessie, he said, thoughtful as ever of others. It's less than 100 days to your birthday, Gibbles, I said, and laid my hand on the door handle. Gip made no answer, but his grip tightened on my finger, and so we came into the shop. It was no common shop, this. It was a magic shop, and all the prancing precedence Gip would have taken in the matter of mere toys was wanting. He left the burthen of the conversation to me. It was a little narrow shop, not very well lit, and the doorbell pinged against with a plaintive note as we closed it behind us. For a moment or so, we were alone and could glance about us. There was a tiger in papier-mâché.